with this woman to be with. Friends and family members, we have the pleasure of seeing these two persons present themselves before God and these witnesses for the purpose of being united in the holy bonds of matrimony. Therefore, if any person can show just cause why these two may not be lawfully joined together as husband and wife, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. Marriage is divine, distinctive, designed, directed, and enduring institution, instituted by the Almighty God, and given to man in a state of innocence and happiness. Hear the divine record of the first marriage in human history. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and he brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living thing, that was the name of it thereof. Adam gave names to the cattle, to the fowl, every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. They were both naked, and the man and his wife were not ashamed. Because that's a white flag. God gives specific directions and regulation for the government of the marriage estate. Paul addresses this when he says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be subject unto their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. He gave himself to the church, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle, nor any blemish. So all men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord of the church. For we are members of this body, of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you, in your particular, so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife, she be reverent unto her husband.